are you a frequent commuter on BART?
No, I actually do not commute on a daily basis. I live and work in the city of San Francisco. I came at this in a completely different way. I was ambivalent at most about the protest. I could kind of relate to some extent or understand. You know, I was troubled by the shooting in Oakland in particular. What made me align with the angry commuters was the recent gay-baiting, sexual terrorist-type tactics that were used against BART spokesperson Lyndon Johnson.
Could you say a little bit more about that? What was your reaction when you saw that?
Well, I think a lot of us in the gay community thought of it as a declaration of war against us. You know, a lot of us had really, you know, like I said, been ambivalent at best about the protest or supported the protest. But when they came out and used the tactics of right-wingers like Andrew Breitbart, or Karl Rove or something, we were just shocked. This is San Francisco. And what they were trying to do was delegitimize this man for being gay. Very few of the photos were sexually explicit. Most of them were of him clowning around at a gay bar, you know, with glow sticks and glitter and hanging on guys. And then there were promoted his personal website, which had his gay marriage photos and vacation pictures. Most of this had nothing to do with with anything, actually. But if their goal was not to discredit him for merely being gay, you know, then what was it? It's obvious that that's what they were doing.
And are you planning on taking part in a counter-protest then on Monday?
I am, and I know a lot of others in the community that will be joining me out there. And so, you know, their tactics have basically, you know, swung many in the gay community to the other side. You know, we were neutral or supported them, and you know, this is San Francisco, and we're outraged that, you know, in this enlightened city, you know, this is the tactic they've decided to take.
Are you organizing, helping to organize the protest?
I'm helping. Well, the protest was already planned by the commuters group. And what I'm doing is organizing or helping to organize the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community to join with that group.
And how are you doing that?
I'm doing it with a lot of online organizing. And I have a history of organizing back in 2000 when the Dr. Laura protests were going on all across the country. I organized several big demonstrations, so I have a history of this kind of activism.
Do you have a website or anything like that?
No. I do a lot of freelance writing, but I do not have a website right now. Everything that I'm doing is just, with existing sites out there.
And how many people so far have you been able to, who share your view, who you think might be out there with you?
Well, I think there's going to be a significant number. You know, this just happened. I think Wednesday was the shot across the bow that took us all by surprise. So I don't know how many we're going to get this first time, but I know that the tide has strongly shifted, you know, and just from a tactical perspective, this was a monumental error, you know, for them to take this kind of approach, you know, in targeting somebody the way they've targeted Mr. Johnson.
Are you concerned at all about reprisals from Anonymous? I mean, they've been known.
Absolutely. I think that there's a strong risk they're going to hack. You know, they're going to find, you know, they obviously have no scruples. So, yeah, I do realize that I'm putting myself at risk, you know, to be hacked, and that they are masked. That's their whole point, is that they're operating in secret. So, no, it is very dangerous to oppose them, and I think that that most people do understand that, so I don't know how that will affect turnout.
Yeah, but you still feel like you are willing to take that risk.
I feel like it's absolutely necessary that people have got to stand up to this. You know, I was outraged, you know, with the Anthony Weiner thing that happened. You know, I'm outraged when the right wing does this, and I'm outraged when these, you know, far left protesters do it. You know, I think it's the wrong way to go about things is to try to destroy a single out an individual and try to destroy them based on sexual orientation, using gay baiting tactics or sexual terrorism. You know, it's a bizarre approach for them to take, but I think when those types of things happen, especially in this world-class city we live in, we have to take a stand against it.